Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 293. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Today, I've got an episode that's in reaction to it finally being summer. And alongside of that, I don't know about where you are, where you're living, but with COVID seeming, I don't know, less relevant. I don't know what the right word is. Here in Chicago, things are really opening up. Restaurants are packed. People are out. The lakes, the pools, the boats, the gyms, everything. And I think everyone is expecting this to be a summer of epic proportions. I'm sure people will be itching to meet new people, date, hook up, whatever their preference is. And with that in mind, I was thinking about like what the biggest hang up is when it comes to dating. And I think we probably all might agree that it's overthinking. That's a pretty universal frustration, right? Overthinking what you want, overthinking what the other person is saying or thinking or doing, overthinking texts, just everything. And the other day I was reminded of something else that I think is really universal. It's that, you know, after meeting someone and, you know, maybe you're dating casually, talking casually, whatever, like early on, it's very easy to get wrapped up in wondering if they like you and overthinking if they like you, wondering what the potential of the relationship might be. You get so wrapped up in all that that you forget the biggest question of all, which is, do you even like them? And I know that sounds obvious, like that's obviously step one, but I've found it to be so common for us to get wrapped up in them and what they're doing and what they're thinking and what their intention is and what their and what the potential with them could be, that we forget that that's all pretty much irrelevant if you don't actually like them. Right? This goes back to like a soundbite that I love that I dropped maybe 100 episodes ago. I have no idea. I was talking in an episode about confidence. I was talking about how in my life, my mindset has really progressed over the years from being passive, overthinking, hoping someone else likes me, hoping someone sees something in me, from that to wondering if I like them, if I see something in them. And the quote I used was, you know, I used to walk in a room and wonder and hope that they like me. And now I walk in a room and wonder if I like them. And it's the same concept in dating. Because sometimes we get so hung up on them liking us, so hung up on thinking about potential, hung up on trying to interpret what they're saying, what their intention is, what they're thinking, that we forget the most basic question of all, which is, do I even like them in the first place? Do I even like them in the first place? And not like, yeah, you know, I like them. Why not? Well, we'll give it a shot. But like more powerful than that, like, do I actually truthfully like them? And I think if you can answer that question, I think you're going to reduce a lot of overthinking in your dating life. Because if the answer is no, I don't, well, then you know what to do. And if the answer is yes, well, that's great. Because then you're not in the gray anymore. You can be honest with that person. You could be more intentional with that person. So there's no regret there. So I just wanted to do a short episode to give my opinion on what a couple signs are that you might not actually like the person. It's the cliche. You like the idea of the person. You like the potential of the person, but you don't actually like them. And being able to say that is a good thing. This isn't like a downer of an episode. It's a good thing. It's a great thing to be able to say that, because if you're quick to say, I like someone or I don't like someone, then you're able to move quicker either way, away from that person and to someone you actually like, or with that person, you can be intentional with that person. Either way, it's great. It's fantastic because you're not in the gray anymore. You're not being ambiguous anymore. And most important, you actually know what you're doing. You're living your standard. So that's fantastic. That's your standard that says you need to like the person, and then them liking you comes next. So if anything, this episode is to help you live your standard. And what better time to live it than now, the summer when the world is kind of opening back up and you're bringing your milkshake to the yard and everyone's going to be thirsty and you're just going to be out there looking like an absolute snack. So I think this will be helpful. I'll hop right into it. Quick 30-second pitch for me. If you're enjoying the podcast, I'd love it if you'd share it with a friend. Send it to your friend who's single and it's summer. Send it to your friend who wants to be more mindful and love themselves. You can send them the link to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, whatever. It really does mean a lot to me. So thank you so much for doing that. So that's the pitch, and I'll get right into it. And so I titled this episode All Feelings, No Facts. And I did that because when you're operating from a standpoint of do they like me instead of do I like them first, you're operating with mostly feelings and no facts. You're wondering what they're thinking about you. You're wondering what compatibility might look like. You're thinking about what could be. You're into the idea of them, of you two together, of that potential. But you're ignoring the fact that maybe you're not actually into them. That's feelings, not facts. And as much as I am, I'm definitely team feelings. I am definitely team trust your intuition. But in dating, you need to start from a place of facts. And that fact is, do you actually truly like them? It's one small question, but it's everything. So I figured for this, I'd give you a couple of examples that might mean you don't actually like them. And, you know, I'm going to go about it that way because I can't list all the reasons you might like someone. That's kind of up to you, of course. But I can, from my experience, come up with a list of like red flags that might mean you don't like them. And in nodding your head to some of those things, it might give you the clarity you need to say, you know what? I don't actually truly like them. I thought I did, but it turns out I just kind of liked the idea of them. So here are a couple, and I'll just go through them quickly here. It'll be a shorter ep. The first one I found is so true, and I think so common, and it's that you like them better when you're not with them. It's wild. You like them better when you're apart. And I know that sounds weird, but think about this, and I think you'll realize how common it is. When you're apart from that person, you convince yourself of a connection that might not really be there. Because when you're apart, you're relying on, you know, the couple of times you've been together, but mostly you're relying on potential. Mostly you're relying on a vision of the future. And that's all in your head. And being apart makes you like want them more. Maybe whatever, maybe you're horny, maybe you're just, you know, it's that lack of that distance that causes you to like them more. But then when you're together, it's like the connection isn't as strong. Like when you're not with them, you're like your heart skips a beat when you're texting, you're picturing what's next, you're filling in the blanks of your connection with visions of what might be, like you're projecting is what you're doing. But then like when you hang out, it's not like it's a total dud, but it definitely doesn't align with like that fantasy you had built up. Like you meet up and in that moment, you don't really want to see them again as badly as you did when you were apart. Like if you had to choose, you'd say the connection was stronger when you were apart. The conversation when you're together is kind of meh. Maybe you don't think you have a lot in common. You find yourself not really listening when they're talking. Right? Can you relate to that? And again, I'm not trying to be a downer here. Like I'm trying to help you find clarity. And clarity is the greatest gift you can give yourself when you're dating. So that's a big first one that might make you realize that you've been so focused on them, what could be if they like you, that when you really think about it, you don't actually like them. You've just been into the idea of them. That's feelings, not facts. And another one is you think you like them simply because they compliment you a lot. Or as is a saying, you're happiest when they're complimenting you. And I've done episodes on dating for attention before, and you can go back and listen to that if you'd like. But This is a big one that can really kind of help you snap out of feelings, not facts, that zone, if you ask yourself the right question. Are you only happy? Are you only really into them when they're complimenting you? Like when you consider all the elements of interacting with them, you know, catching up, just talking, conversating, whatever. If the only fulfilling thing about being with them is when they compliment you, is them like flirting with you, that might be a sign that you don't actually like them. Again, you like the idea of them. You like their attention. And that it's not a bad thing. You're not like a bad person for that. But now you have clarity. And now you can move on to someone who, yeah, you love their attention, but you also love everything else. The mundane conversations, the mundane everyday interactions with that person. So that's a big one. And another one is, and this is a question, we talk about questions you can ask yourself. This is a question you can ask yourself because sometimes, frankly, it's not easy to say definitively whether you truly like someone or not. Personally, I've found it difficult. It's like, I don't know. I need more time to figure that out. I don't know. Like, get off my back. I don't know. So here's a question I think you can ask that can kind of make you realize whether it's real or whether you're kind of just bullshitting yourself to buy more time. You're just trying to buy more time and buy more time. And that question is, am I just hanging out with this person because I'm afraid of starting over, afraid of being alone, afraid of, you know, whatever would be after that person? Yeah, that's a big one. It's a big one. Think about it. Do you actually like them, or have you been all feelings and no facts? Focused on them, the fact that they like you, on potential. More important, maybe you're just focused on having someone, anyone, instead of being alone. If you say you have high standards for yourself, if you say you deserve all these great things in a person, if you say you're a catch and you bring all these amazing things to the table, then there is no reason you should ever find yourself being with someone just to be with someone. That's a fact. You know, you should never be with someone you kind of like, right? Kinda is a no, and you owe it to yourself to move on, and you owe it to them to move on, frankly, even if that means you have to start over. Even if that means being alone again, even if that means you're back to being the perpetual single friend, whatever, end of story. Because if you answer that question now and you're like, you know what, I am just with them because I'm afraid of starting over. I'm just kind of in love with the idea of them. I don't truly actually like them. If you say that, but you stay together, you're throwing all those standards, all those amazing things you bring to the table away. You're throwing them away, all because you're operating from feelings, not facts. And the fact is that you bring a lot to the table, so you should act like it. And the fact that you should always be circling is whether you like them or not. And so I think the easiest way to live your standard, to live all these amazing things you bring to the table, as simple as it sounds, is to only date people you actually like. Only date people you actually like today, not tomorrow, today. Sounds pretty simple. Sounds pretty duh, right? But if you're like me, I think we collectively, as flawed humans, we get very caught up in them, in potential with them, and what they're thinking, in getting affection from them, and wanting to win more of their affection, their compliments, whatever. We get so caught up in that that we forget if we actually like them, right? Imagine that, dating someone only if you like them. So we do this all the time. It doesn't make us bad people, but we don't have to do it, right? And one last one that I'll mention here, and then I'll land the plane, is another kind of, call it a red flag that might remind you that you don't actually like the person, is how they make you feel. How they make you feel. I've done episodes on that before. How someone makes you feel literally tells you everything you need to know about them, your relationship with them. But sometimes we forget that because we're so focused on what might be, on how they're feeling, blah, blah, blah. We forget that, you know, when I think about this person, when I'm with them, I feel anxious, I feel unsure, I feel insecure, I feel less, whatever. We forget that they're not really bringing out the best in you. In fact, it might be the opposite. They might stress you out. They might make you feel less, whatever it is. And I think it should go without saying that if you feel that way with someone, even if they're not like overtly doing that to you on purpose, if you feel that way, then you don't actually like them. So you should act accordingly. Act accordingly to how someone makes you feel. You shouldn't ignore how you feel when you're with that person. If it's not how you want to feel, you should act on it. You should act according to the facts. And those are facts that you've set for yourself, standards that you've set for yourself. Standards that say, if you don't see what you want, if you're not getting what you want, if you're not getting what you deserve, remember that. Circle that, highlight that. Stop focusing on potential. Stop wondering if they like you, if they see potential in you. Remember who the heck you are and what you bring to the table. And when you do, I think you'll get a lot more clarity in your dating life. And that's everything, because it helps you make better, more compassionate decisions for yourself. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope that was helpful in some way. I hope it reminds you that if you say you have high standards for yourself and you're living them, then there's no reason you should ever find yourself being with someone just to be with someone. You should date someone you actually like. So if that was helpful, I'd love it if you'd share it with a friend. Tell them to check out the podcast, hit subscribe. Don't forget to also head over to newmindsethudas.com and pick up a journal or two. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.